Hi, this is Carolyn, and I'm here tonight with Aaron and Carla. And we were actually doing a different podcast, and we started talking about this, which was how you would prefer to lose. So I know I would rather lose like 1-6, 1-6. How about you, Carla?
Yes, I would rather lose 6-0, 6-0, 1-6, 1-6, 1-6, 1-6, 1-6, 2-6. I'd rather know that there was no chance of me winning than to lose in like a tie break. I'd rather just know that it wasn't a good day or that person was actually just better than me and I have a lot of stuff to work on. But for sure, I'd rather lose like with no chance, no questions.
Yeah. How about you, Aaron?
I would rather lose in a match tiebreak. Getting blown out of the water like 6-0, 6-0 or 0-6, 0-6, I guess, or 1-6. Bagels and whatever they're called, breadsticks. Just that's where I would probably lose a little sleep at night thinking, how did I lose that badly? As opposed to, like, I feel like a match tiebreak, you can almost flip a coin of who wins because, and I was thinking about this today, knowing we were going to record this, when you're in a regular match, you know, you have a full game. You have like 4 points or, you know, from zero or from love to 40, or, you know, maybe that game is 8 points long or 10 points long or however many deuces you go. But in a tiebreaker, like if you go on a losing streak of like if you get down on your serve, love 40, you can still come back and win that game, right? Because you have several chances. In a tiebreaker, you could lose 4 or 6 points in a row and you're not recovering games. You're literally just losing point after point. So I feel like a tiebreaker, like you could flip a coin. I feel like anyone could go on a streak or go on the opposite of a streak, like play really terribly for like 5 or 6 or 7 points and lose a tiebreaker really easily. But the thing is that in USTA, when you put in your scores, you're putting in, let's say, you know, let's say I win the first set 6-4 and then my opponent wins their set, you know, 6-3 or whatever. And then in for the tiebreaker, when you put in scores, you only put in one, like you get 1 point versus 0 point them, or the opposite, or I only get zero and they get one. So I don't feel like, I feel like that's a close match and I don't lose sleep over that necessarily because, like I said, I mean, I may do what you guys do, which is like, what could I have done differently? But I have probably too big of an ego when it comes to putting in a score where I'm blown out of the water. Then I feel like, oh Lord, somebody's going to look at my scores and think, what happened to her?
I so funny. I'm like, I see your point, Aaron. You know, it reminds me of this match that you and I just had not too long ago where we went to a tie break. And, you know, when I first started playing tennis, I would look people up to see what their ranking was, but I stopped that because now I just rather not know. I'd rather go out there either play like the best person ever and I have no idea, because then I'm not getting in my own head. So when we played this match a couple months ago, I don't know, I feel like 2020 is still here, but anyway.
Yeah.
fall, we went to a tie break and it was, I think we won the first set, lost the second set, and I think it was close in the tie break, and it bothered me. It bothered me a lot. And I think I would have just rather had lost 2 sets, bagels, breadsticks.
Really? Yeah. See, I wouldn't have. I wouldn't have slept that night. We actually texted each other after that match, Carla and I did. And I think I might have initiated that text and was like, I'm so proud of us. We played two really good, very strong tennis players that I was so excited to get to that score. I was excited to get to a tiebreak with them. I don't even remember if we won the first or the second, whatever.
We did. We won the first one because we were losing it in the first, and then we came back and won the first set.
So I think I was just shocked to even pull that out. But so I literally was like, Carla, I'm so proud of us. Like we played really good people, and it was so competitive and great tennis. And her response was like, I'm so mad that we lost in a tiebreaker. I can't believe it. You know, it was just so opposite of my thinking.
Yeah. And I'm normally a glass half full person. So typically I would think like you think, Aaron, like but I think just being that close makes it a little bit more difficult to swallow.
Yeah.
I'm like Carla, you know, if it's 17-15 in a match tiebreak, I'm more upset over that than losing 06-06. Because I feel like 06-06, it wasn't meant to be. It was not my day. That person was better than me, most likely. But if you lose in a tiebreak, I mean, you could have won.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see your point. Okay. So I watched a match this week, a pro match, like an actual, like, people that legitimately get paid millions of dollars to play tennis. And it was Venus.
You mean not a...
Yeah, I know. I know.
It's like so a weird, good right? match. A good match.
Like a good match. Like people that know how to play tennis. But it was Venus Williams, and she lost to a woman who she I mean, she could lose to on any given day, right? But she normally would have been able to hit this girl off the court. But Venus got injured, but she was bound and determined no matter what. She was going to finish the match, which I thought was amazing. I probably would have just curled up and gone away. But she lost 6-1, 6-0, or 6-0, 6-1. But it's funny because I don't know that a year from now I'll remember Venus was hurt during that match. I'll think, how did she get blown out of the water by that player at that bad of a score? So again, I feel like my ego needs to be in check because I just think there's some scores that shouldn't be. Like, I feel like I should be able to dig and get more games than that. But I always feel like low scores or anything like those scores or like 6-2, 6-3. I feel like if I can get someone to 6-4, 6-4, then I feel pretty good about the match, even if I'm not supposed, even if I'm supposed to beat them. But yeah, I do not like getting blown out of the water. That is hard for me to swallow and hard for me to sleep after.
Yeah.
Yeah. 6-4, 6-4 would bother me though.
I know. Yeah. Because... According to both of your philosophies, yes. I can see.
Yeah, it would. I don't know why. It just would.
I think it's because you're close enough. Like, if I wouldn't have double faulted or if I wouldn't have done that one stupid thing. Because in matches, you do a lot of stupid stuff, right?
Yeah.
But you kind of go back and you go, I wish I wouldn't have done this here.
That move, like gone down the line instead of gone cross court.
Oh, six? There's none of that. It's like...
Okay. But here's my question, Carolyn. To someone that you know... Like, let's say you're playing a lower ranked player because we're allowed to play like a half a rank or whatever it's called, half a step up, right? So what if you as a 4-0 lose to a 3-5, 6-0, 6-0? Is it still?
I'm going to get bumped down. I'm going for a national championship.
Okay. That's not the question.
Sorry.
Go ahead. Would your ego hurt if you knew? I mean, listen, and I'm not saying 3-5. There's a lot of no difference between 3-5s and 4-0s, and some 3-0s can blow, some 4-0s out of it. Just depends, right?
For sure.
I'm not saying that anyone's ranking matters, but would your ego come into it if you were blown out of the water by someone that you on paper should be able to beat, but you're blown out of the water? Does that not, like in Carla's case, she's saying she wouldn't necessarily know because she doesn't look people up anymore.
Oh, yeah. I guess I see what you're saying. Yeah. If it was someone that I guess I should have beat by a lot and I lost to, I do see what you're saying. Like, you're kind of like, well, should I really be playing tennis?
This is our next episode, when should you quit?
I'm obviously not getting better. Should I quit? Which has, I do see exactly what you're saying. But as far as if we're close, let's say in ratings, that it could go either way.
Then you would still rather get blown out.
Then I'd rather get blown close. Out.
Because then you won't think about it.
Then
you're
I won't
just
think
like,
about
it. Wasn't meant to
I'll
be
like, her game matches up well against me normally, or like a whole strategy issue I should
or
have
she
done
figured versus, me out
she figured me out versus like those three shots or that sort of thing.
And I also with taking like seeing both of your sides of it of the coin, I have lost in match tiebreak. Like there's matches that I remember because I made that one extra mistake. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like I've had like a singles match where I was like up in match tiebreak and did like two or three things. And then that was and those are the ones that you kind of don't forget. Maybe the 6-0, 6-0, you're like, I'm putting that out of my mind.
Yeah.
And I played someone better than me and lost. I think it was like 1-6, 1-6. And I think it was because maybe you're right, Erin, is because I knew she was better than me too, that I was just like, good match.
So the opposite of that is sometimes when I go into matches playing someone that I know is better than me or that should beat me on paper, I have a bad habit of if I get good enough scores, like 6-4, 6-4, like maybe I'm not fighting enough to win those matches because I'm like, on paper, this, you know, if I get into a match tiebreak with this person and I still lose, this still looks good for me because I've gotten games off them. But so I need to start thinking like you guys think, where it's like, I got to fight to actually win those matches because I don't want to put on paper a close match, but still be in the losing, still have a loss.
Yeah, I think still for me, putting it on paper, you know, 6-4, 6-4, it doesn't bother me as much when I see it, like in the scores, but I still replay like all the things I could have done differently to actually win. Like, you know, making sure my toss was high enough on my serve to go over the net, or don't do the overhead that I like to do and just go for the safe shot. And so I think, I don't know, ego, pride, or maybe just, you know, I really do put competitiveness. You know, I just think, you know, I can sleep better if I lose by a lot than if I lose by a little.
Thanks very much to Carla and Aaron for discussing this. Losing is so hard. I hate losing close matches, but I do remember one time I lost a match tiebreak 0-10. So I don't even know the probabilities of that happening. But I was okay with that loss because I knew I shouldn't have won that match. But let us know what you guys think. You can contact us on our website, which is secondservepodcast.com. Thanks so much for listening and hope to see you on the courts soon.